Hello and welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look at education issues. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Weinman. Printing costs and evolving technology are combining to make hard copy flyers increasingly a thing of the past in primary and secondary schools. Coming up later in Exam, we'll discuss the new methods Missouri schools are using to communicate with parents. But first, we all take steps to prevent some things from happening. And one school in Mokane, Missouri is trying to prevent kids from becoming bad readers. KBIA's Rebecca Thiel tells us how the Early Childhood Learning Center is using Palm Pilots to pinpoint where children are having troubles in reading.
How quick I can go, ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How'd you know which one?
Kindergarten teacher Liz Biddle of Early Childhood Learning Center in Mokane, Missouri, has been teaching for 22 years. From all of her years of experience, Biddle says she's learned a teacher's work is never done.
Teachers never have more time because we're notorious for filling it in with, oh, I could do this.
But this year, Biddle doesn't have to waste as much time on paperwork. The Early Childhood Learning Center spent about $3,000 on Palm Pilots to help teachers like Biddle monitor student reading.
Which one begins with the sounds full?
Flowers. Teachers enter kids' test results into the Palm Pilots and send them to Dibbles database. Dibbles, or Dynamic Indicators of Basic Early Literary Skills, then sorts the test results and sends teachers information on which areas each individual child needs to improve. Liz Biddle's kindergarten students are learning skills they will be tested on using the Dibbles technology. Skills like phonics, letter recognition, and
vocabulary. So once we look at the data, we can tell where their deficiencies are and then put in interventions to help boost those deficiencies, which should bring them back up to their appropriate reading age.
That's Principal John Elliston. Elliston says Palm Pilots help teachers put more energy into teaching strategies. Biddle says the palms make it easier to find which areas children need more work.
So I'm not trying to figure out what I need to teach. I know it shows me exactly what I need to do. As far as which area of the components of reading I need to work on with that child.
Elston says testing with Dibbles 3 times a year helps teachers find out where kids are struggling before it becomes an issue.
I'm very optimistic that when we benchmark our kids in January of 2010 for that mid-year, we're going to see an improvement in reading because we've been able to address their needs earlier in the year.
Liz Biddle says the one-on-one attention kids receive with the Dibbles program is what makes teaching worthwhile.
What excites us is seeing children do well, knowing how to help that child specifically, to see that child do their best. And this helps us do that. And that's what it's all about. That's why we're here.
Though parents have yet to see the graphed results from the Dibbles website, the Early Childhood Learning Center plans to better explain the program at parent-teacher conferences on October 20th and 22nd. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.